today on Real Radio.
You get so myopic about a little group of rules and regulations that if you're going to keep those, you think you have success? Paul laughs. Ha! Why would you do that? Focus on, we're focused, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And you're so focused on what you shall not do that you're not doing anything.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1, continues in a series entitled Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering Galatians chapter 5 today, verses 16 through 18. We cannot be saved from our sins just by being good or by obeying the law. We can only be saved by believing in Jesus Christ and only in Him. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul tells us that the law cannot produce holiness within us. It can only show us the holy standard of God and our inability to keep that standard. That's why Paul says to walk in the Spirit and not to indulge in our lustful desires. Our flesh and the Spirit are contrary to one another. So God gave us the Holy Spirit to both establish and sustain us in God's holiness. The second marching order now is to do the order. We can experience this by walking in the Spirit so it can occupy and consume our lives. And now, continuing his lesson called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
And so the disciples say, why do you teach them in a parabolic fashion? And he answered and said unto them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have in abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to the people in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which he said, hearing you will not understand, and seeing you shall not perceive. See, Jack, what is he talking about? Jesus Christ, when he spoke, listen, class, carefully, when Jesus spoke, he spoke the eternal truth of God. It's all he could speak, for he was the Word made flesh. Okay? When he spoke the truth. He said it alongside the ears, as it were, heart, ears in our story, one and the same. Along man, that man might respond, man might receive. You may be seated or gathered here this morning and you're thinking, you know, I just can't wait for you to be done so I can be out of here. I don't really care about any about this stuff. Be careful. I plead with you, just give us 22 minutes. It sounds like a commercial, but it's 22 minutes I have left. You give us 22 minutes, we will not give you the world, we'll give you eternity. Think about it. Jesus throws out his truth. It's called preaching, by the way. Preaching. In evangelistic context, you preach. When they're converted, you teach them. There's preaching and teaching. Jesus is preaching, and the Word of God is going out, and people, some are responding, some are not responding. When the Word of God goes out, it either draws someone closer or it pushes them away. Did you know that? His Word, Isaiah 55:11, says, I will send out my Word, and it will accomplish that very thing for which I sent it. It will do my pleasure. It will do my pleasing. His Word. So listen, if you've been coming to Calvary Chapel and you're just doing Christian time, you're learning how to talk Christianese, you're doing Christian things, you're doing Christian time, just hurry up, Pastor, and you know there's that tennis match this afternoon and I got to get out of here. Listen, it would be better for you not to come at all. And now your friends are going, see, I told you, you shouldn't have brought me here. Listen to your pastor. No, seriously, it's dangerous for you. It's dangerous for you to hear the truth if you're not going to hear it with your heart. You know why? If you hear it with your ears only, that's connected to your head, and never hear it in your heart, you know what you become? You become a legalist. You become one who creates rules. and regulations that man can keep. And you begin to form clubs and groups, or maybe perhaps certain denominations that if you just do this, you'll be accepted into our group. Be careful. The Bible says, for I am holy. So what do we get to be in association with him? Holy. Be ye holy, saith the Lord, for I am holy. A legalist hears it this way. You better be holy because he's holy. Now come on, get holied up, will ya? Go in there and get out of those clothes and put some holy clothes on. Well, what do holy clothes look like? My mom used to throw out holy clothes. What do I do to be accepted to God? It's not that. God looks on the heart. He looks on the soul of a man. A man becomes holy when he cries out as Abraham did in belief, in faith in God. And God says, I have imputed to you my righteousness because you believe me, Abraham. God declared him righteous hundreds of years, 400 plus years before the law ever came. And some 14 years before circumcision was ever given, Abraham was already declared righteous by God. Can you hear him? Do you know what it's like to hear the Lord speaking? See, I'm not sure if God speaks. I'm not sure if he's speaking. Oh, he speaks. I'm convinced now as a Christian, I don't know if God ever now does not stop speaking. Whenever I have found this, whenever I slow down and get this world out of my face, God is not only speaking, sometimes he's singing. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean that to be in any way sacrilegious or mean or ill at all. But when I slow down from this crazy world, God is speaking to me all the time. Verses are coming into my head. Thoughts about his kingdom are there. And I'm becoming what some have said, you know, watch out, you know, you don't want to become so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You know that old saying? Don't become so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No, you know what's wrong with the church today? The church is so earthly minded, it's no heavenly good. That's what's wrong. We need to slow down and listen. Can you hear? So, well, Pastor, how does God speak? Through his Bible. And it's pretty amazing, too, because you know what? You can have God speak to you without even having your Bible open. You can wait upon the Lord, or you can meditate. Take a walk with God. Get on your bicycle. Do what you're going to do. Take a hike with God. Just get the world out of there and meditate on the Lord. Do Christians meditate anymore? We think meditate. What we think when we think meditation, what do you see in your head? That weird guy on TV. Look at you. Isn't that sad? That guy with all his long hair and he's got the robe and the incense is burning. You know the guy I'm talking about? And yet the Bible says that we should meditate on the Word of God. We should sit and be still and take it in. Can you hear him? If you know Jesus Christ, you can hear him. Those of you who don't know Jesus, but he's willing to make sure that you hear him today, he's going to be casting truth alongside your ear. He wants you to respond. You might hear him for the first time today. Respond to him. Don't shut your heart's door against him. Hey, the command to hear, not only that, the command to do. Verse 16, walk in the Spirit. Oh, this is key. Jot it down. Walking in the Spirit, this is the command to do. Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit. These people were being told to do the works of men and even to do the works of the Mosaic law, which no man could fulfill. Because if he broke one law, he was guilty of all the laws being broken. The answer that Paul gives is of the Spirit of God. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. That's the key to Christian success. Walking in the Spirit. Now get this, I am wearing these clothes today. These clothes are not me, but they're associated with me. And in a very, very pathetic sense, I paint the picture this way. The Bible says that Christ dwells within us if we believe in him. The real Jack is behind these clothes, which you're not going to see. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But it is the real me. This shirt is not the real me, but it's associated with me. The real Jack is in association with Jesus Christ. I, with Paul and with every other believer, have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet it is not I who live, but the life that I now live by faith, I live, listen, in the Son of God, in the Son of our righteousness. I live by faith in Him. You may look at my shirt and say, oh, that's Jack. Listen, the real Jack is covered. Covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. To me, this gets very exciting because he says, walk in the Spirit. Paul says, listen, this I say, okay, here's the bottom line. Churches of Galatia, get away from legalism, walk in the Spirit. And what does it say? You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do this. Yes, Pastor, give me something to do. I feel better if I'm doing something. Okay, you ready? This is it. This is the great demand. Walk in the Spirit. Now, how do you do that? Immerse yourself in the Bible. Get to know it. But even now, begin now by saying, Lord, in Jesus' name, cause me to walk in the Spirit. The word walk here in the Greek language is a wonderful word. It means to walk at large or to walk freely, to have an open border. I just got back from Germany, and it's an interesting thing. Now, since the unification of Europe, there's the United States of Europe. They're calling it the USE over there, affectionately. The USE and the USA. The USE, you can go from Germany now to France. In fact, the interesting thing was I left Los Angeles, landed in Paris, had my connection to Stuttgart, and all the customs, they didn't even stamp my passport once. They used to stamp them. But they said, you know what? We're the United Europe. You're the United States. We're connected. We're kinship. Just go. I kind of found that a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you. But for the teaching's sake, open borders. To walk in the Spirit is to walk with open borders. You can go from France to Germany with nobody stopping and asking for papers anymore. Nobody asking for a passport anymore. The word in the Greek is to walk at large. If you walk in the Spirit, you are walking at large in the Spirit of God. It means that the Lord opens borders up. It's like the prayer of Jabez. God is wanting to expand your life. You get so myopic about a little group of rules and regulations that if you're going to keep those, you think you have success. Paul laughs. Ha! Why would you do that? Focus on, but we're focused. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And you're so focused on what you shall not do that you're not doing anything. And the day comes to an end and you didn't do any of the bad things that were written down. And you didn't do any of the good things either that you ought to have been doing. And you know what the Bible calls that? The sins of omission. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Legalism is a trap every way. To beat legalism and have freedom in life, walk in the Spirit. You know what's great about that? Young boy, old woman, we can all do that. Walk in the Spirit. Lord, will you live your life through me? God, will you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, direct my paths and cause me to be a blessing unto you? To walk with you? It's a, by the way, a continual walking, a continual talking, a continual existing with the Lord. And that's very important. The third thing we want to consider under our first point, the Christian's marching orders, is this. Experience. We hear, we do, and the third thing, verse 16, we experience. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word flesh here in the Greek is sarx. It's a broad application. It can mean anything from the skin that you see, to certainly our human nature, which you cannot see. Now, last service, we dedicated two really cute little kids. They're so cute. And I remember little Sophia. She had a little dress on. And you would look at this little angel, and you wouldn't think for one moment that this little, I don't know, I'm guessing 15-pounder, 17-pounder, that she could cause any trouble. You look at that little thing, I'm holding her with one hand. How much trouble could something be in one hand? And she's as cute as a button. And she was flawless up here. But you know what? Unless the Lord comes back today, Sophia's going to grow up. And very soon, if they haven't noticed it already, there's signs of Eve in Sophia. You know what I mean? We also dedicated Connor. There's signs of Adam in him. Where does that come from? It comes from mom and dad. Oh, yeah, mom and dad, yeah. But mom and dad, Adam and Eve. Sin. It's in us. It's working in us. It's always brewing. So I don't know if I like that at all. Come to church and get insulted like that. Let me just drive it home. We're all together in this thing. Jesus died for, the Bible says, the whole world. That includes me. But watch this. Prove it to you. We're so funny. If I were to say, you cannot have any cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, no more. Now, if you've been to the Cheesecake Factory and had their cheesecake, there's no doubt it will be in heaven. There's no doubt. And they have a list so huge, you have to spend so much time trying to figure out which one. Now, you might say today, I'm not even interested in cheesecake. But just because I said you cannot have any, your and my human nature says, well, why can't I? It's a funny, no, you can't. Why not? God says, you can have any tree to eat of that you want. Great God, this is a cool place. Thank you. Just don't eat out of that tree. What tree? That one. This one? And Eve goes right to the tree she wasn't supposed to go to. Is that amazing? You know, how many of you have got little kids? Well, how many of you had just kids? Raise your hand. You've offsprung kids. Boy, I tell you, one of the things about raising up a little kid, and boy, if you've never been a parent before, it's tough. You learn this. Okay, oh man, they grab everything. They're breaking everything. We've got to take everything out of their reach. First mistake. Don't do that. But it's a big boo-boo. Because you don't know any better, because you're stupid. It's the first kid you've ever had. You don't know what to do with them. Remember? Those of you who have firstborn, your firstborn little one right now, you think they fall, they break, don't you? You think they break. Those things are so tough. They bounce right back. The second one comes along, they fall and crash. Oh, you're all right, get up. It's the funniest thing. But the first one falls down. Are you okay? And the kid's fine, but then it starts crying because we're freaking out. Are you all right? And the kid goes, yes, I'm fine. You freak them out. So you got this little one, and you're growing him up in your house, and he goes to reach for something, and you go, no, don't touch that. So he recoils. So then he goes over here. Nope, can't touch that either. So it's, no, Jack. Okay. No, Jack, no, no. And the kid's like in a box. He can't touch anything. He's stuck. Listen, the law is like that. No, no, no. And you are panicked and paralyzed. The Spirit of God says, walk. No longer fixed on the law, because when God deals with us, he says, no, thou shalt not commit adultery. But then he gives you your spouse. Thou shalt not covet. Then the Lord God blesses your life. And what you were coveting, he replaces with something far better. He's so good that what was a big no-no, he turns around and says, these no-nos are holy, and you obey them. I can't, God. That's right, you can't. My son died on the cross to pay your sins' debt. Paid in full. Now, let's work on the sanctification part. Walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, he begins to lavish upon your life the yes, the thou shalt's, the okays. And my friend, if you focus on what God wants to do in your life rather than your flesh and that battle, you will have so much to be busy about your father's business, you'll have no time to focus on the thou shalt nots. Do you know this? It's liberty. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, God, what do you want to do? What do we get to do today? You don't wake up and say, oh God, keep me from doing all those things that are bad. And it's like the cheesecake thing. You're looking at it. I can't have it. I can't have it. And you'll just stare at it. What's the matter? I can't have that. And you're just looking at it. Get up and go. Live. And the Spirit of God will live His life through you. It's called salvation. It's being possessed by God. As I said before, it's the true definition of Noah Webster's word, enthusiasm. Being possessed by God, which results in activity. Enthusiasm. It's an amazing thing to experience the Lord that way. And he's wanting that right now in our lives. Second point, and we'll be done. Second point, it's this. Point number two. Point number one was the Christian's marching orders. Point number two is the Christian's proof of purchase. You know, the Bible says that we've been purchased with a great price, you know, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. The flesh, he says, verse 17, lust against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And he says they're contrary one to another. So the first thing we see under this point is this, that there's a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. Everybody get that and jot that one down. There's a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. Have you noticed? Anybody in here a Christian? Raise your hand. Anyone? Uh-huh. Did you notice the day you accepted Jesus that you still had a problem with you? In fact, the problem with me became bigger after I came to Christ. I thought I was doing okay. And then I stumbled into a church, heard the gospel preached. I got saved. But then I thought, if I give my life to Jesus and His holiness comes inside me and He saves me and all that stuff and now I'm ready for heaven, doesn't it make sense that if I could die today and go to heaven, I'm not going to sin anymore? I was so shocked to find out that by the time I got out of the prayer room, I thought, boy, that girl that got saved next to me sure is cute. And I'm thinking, what is this? I'm a child of God and I'm already blowing it.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1. Thanks for listening. And our hope is that you have true victory in Christ through the Holy Spirit and in His Word. The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that brings God's gospel of grace to light in a world that preaches a false gospel of works. Today was day 2 of this lesson, and we'll continue with more on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, did you know that we post a brand new Real Life TV program every Friday morning? Great sermons from Pastor Jack brought to you every Friday. Just go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the Watch tab. Join us for the Real Life TV program every Friday morning. Hey, here's an idea for Valentine's Day. We'd like to tell you about a resource that we think you're really going to like. It's the Real Marriage DVD set. It's a collection of discussion-based programs to help provide a solid foundation for a happy and God-honoring marriage. All led by our very own Pastor Jack and his wife, Lisa, Real Marriage brings you an honest, biblically-based conversation on the issues that married couples deal with on a daily basis. This DVD set is amazing for any married couple. So to celebrate Valentine's Day, we want to offer you the Real Marriage DVD set for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Just go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org and get your copy of the Real Marriage DVD set. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.